Welcome to Gay Geek Bizarre Show, episode 68, and it's a Tuesday, October 24th, 2017. I am Nard.
And this is Ray. Go Astros.
Go Astros, yes. We were just watching the Astros versus the Dodgers. They were playing at the LA Stadium, and we were at the Guava Lamp this evening, and we were just watching the World Series for a while. And it's a steak night, Tuesday night, the usual. We go to...
But you didn't have steak.
I didn't have steak. I just had the salmon.
You had salmonella.
Shout out to Julio. He was there with us. He had pork chops. You covered the beef. He covered the pork. I covered the fish.
Yep.
So, anyway, so it's pretty good while watching the Astros, and hopefully they win tonight. So we're recording right now as they're, as they're playing. So by the time this goes out, we already know the.
I know. Let's hope they win. Houston needs a win.
Yep, we need a win. Okay. So, Ray, you missed a fantasy ball last weekend.
No. Didn't miss anything.
You didn't miss anything?
No.
There's nothing much to miss. I don't know. It was okay. I got dressed up. I was a donut.
Yeah, I heard you were giving your hole out to everybody.
Oh, yes. I gave out my hole. Well, my holes. I get out date donut holes. I got a couple of munchkins since I was King Donut that weekend. Uh-huh. So I got some munchkins, and people are thinking it's fake. And I started eating them. Oh, really? They're donuts? Okay. Because obviously people are hungry going there because there's no food involved. There's no food available there. So I went there and brought some munchkins, and people enjoyed my munchkins. They enjoyed my whole. They love eating my whole.
I bet you they did.
My holes. That's right. What did you do that weekend then? You just stayed at home?
I went car shopping with Tamo.
Oh, so. That's right. Okay.
Yeah. So I got him a car finally. Yay.
Yay.
So excited.
Looks good. So, yeah. And, okay, so that's pretty much it. Oh, did you watch Walking Dead last weekend?
No, I haven't watched it yet. I still got to finish up Fear the Walking Dead. I still got an hour and a half left of it to watch, so.
Oh, so not much of a spoiler. I guess it's a spoiler. Not about the TV show, but what Robert Kirkman, the creator the creator of Walking Dead, he did say that next year, 2018, there's definitely going to be a crossover.
Well, yeah, because they're already talking about setting it up now on the last couple episodes of Fear the Walking Dead.
Yeah. So that's kind of exciting. They're going to have a crossover of Fear the Walking Dead.
Well, my theory has always been that what's her name from Fear the Walking Dead, the mom?
Yeah.
Is Rick's sister.
You think so?
Because they both have because she's got that southern accent thing going on.
Oh, really? Oh.
And they both have a lot of the same characteristics. So.
Oh, yes. Both are strong. Yeah. It's going to be exciting. All right. So let's go to our stories. Let's go to the gay, Ray.
Okay. Our gay this week, the first gay I'll take here, Maynard.
All right.
Prom King. You go, Joel. A gay student elected homecoming king at Brazoswood High School in Clute had the perfect response for his bullies. After Joel Mirlis captured the crown in a popular vote, homophobic classmates reportedly protested his win by creating T-shirts with the hashtag NotMyKing. Mirlis responded by purchasing one of the T-shirts and wearing it at school, along with his crown. I just thought if I bought one, it would be a statement saying, this isn't affecting me and you guys aren't hurting me, he told WTSPJ.
Oh, so yeah, you go, Joel.
And actually, the longer story is on the Facebook page, so you can go read it, because it's actually a pretty interesting story.
Yeah, so that's good that people are getting empowered now, and that they're not living in fear, which is great.
Yeah.
I mean, it's good that people are strong now, that they realize that it can always be better.
Yeah.
It will always be better, and they will always be
There's always going to be haters, no matter what you do.
No matter what you do. Okay, so let's go to
the other gay,
which, well, we're going from a happy story to a sickening lawmaker for some reason. So it's Georgia lawmaker suggests quarantining people with HIV, which is just dumb because people are just so stupid. I mean,
yeah, they tried that with your people one time. It didn't work out too well.
With my people? What?
Putting y'all in our concentration camps.
Pinoys? Pinoys were never in concentration camps.
No, but Asians were.
Or Japanese. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what nationality you're thinking. That's
well, George Takei, what is he? Is he Japanese?
He's Japanese.
Okay, all right. So.
Yeah. Okay,
still Asian.
Yeah.
And I think there were other Asians there than just Japanese.
I think they're all Japanese that were in concentration camps. I don't know. You all rounded them up. You did. So anyway, let's go to Georgia lawmaker suggests quarantining people with HIV. So yeah, like I said, people are just so uninformed. So State Representative Betty Price, a Republican from Roswell,
Georgia,
not
New Mexico.
Not New Mexico. Suggested quarantining people living with HIV during a House study committee meeting addressing the barriers HIV-positive people face. Price's suggestion came Tuesday during a two-hour meeting of the House Study Committee on Georgians' barriers to access to adequate health care. Yeah. So Price, a medical doctor and wife of Dr. Tom Price, the former Secretary of Health and Human Services, asked Pascal Wortley if quarantining people was an option given how much the state spends on care for people with HIV. Wortley, director of the HIV epidemiology section for Georgia Department of Health, was discussing HIV treatment with the committee. My thinking sometimes goes in strange directions, but if you wouldn't mind commenting on the surveillance of partners, tracking of contacts, that sort of thing, what are we legally able to do? She has to ask that, really. And I don't want to say the quarantine word, but she just said it. But I guess I just said it, yeah. Is there an ability, since I would guess that public dollars are expended heavily in prophylaxis and treatment of this condition? So we have a public interest in curtailing the spread. What would you advise, or are there any methods illegally that we could do that would curtail the spread? Price added. So Dazon Dixon Diallo, the founder and executive director of Sister Love, said Price's comments were concerning and showed that HIV activists and organizations have more work to do educating lawmakers about people living with HIV. So bottom line, this lady is just really uninformed, that she thinks that just really quarantining people would prevent HIV. HIV. Obviously, she doesn't know how it's transmitted. You know, right?
No, she's just a dumbass white woman that's got elected to a position. So
yeah, that's right. Of all the things to
like
ask,
like most of the politicians, dumbass people that got elected that don't really have a lick sense to them. So
yeah, so they don't. She doesn't really know any. Yeah, she doesn't know anything, and she wants to do this quarantining, and it doesn't make sense. So we'll put the links on the website on this story. And what's our next one, Ray?
Okay, going to the geek.
Do I take this or you do?
I'm taking this.
Okay.
Deku.
It's kind of gay.
It's a gay geek. And I had it labeled that, but then Maynard went and changed it. Deku, video entertainment for gay audiences. The new subscription-based network, Deku, features an impressive collection of new and original programming made exclusively for gay audiences. Co-founded by CEO filmmaker Derek Curl, who is gay, and COO Brian Sokel, who is straight. Deku debuted online in October of 2016. Almost a year later, Deku's mix of feature films and dynamic episodic programming outnumbers the combined output of similar content on Netflix and Amazon Video. At the heart of Deku's success is the work of the curators and creators who generate its content. Sorkel and his team work hard to make it easier for filmmakers to collaborate with Deku. By contacting us via our blog, we respond to all email inquiries, and we're always looking to work with new creators. So Kel adds, we hope that Deku provides a strong, reliable partner for filmmakers to make their work available to the public. With over 600 different movies and series and its growing cornucopia of viewing choices, Deku also features quality original shows produced solely for the platform. One of them is an ensemble drama, Feral, which depicts the personal and dramatic journeys of young millennials in Memphis, Tennessee. On the lighter side, there's an eye-opening blind date reality series, Love is Blind, plus the pocket-sized short-form comedy I Am Fine, now in its second season, which humorously explores how love and friendship can intersect in unexpected ways. In the meantime, three more original series are also in pre-production. While Deku's original shows are outstanding on their own, its acquired content makes it an important destination for gay viewers. One such addition to the service program is the wonderfully playful, hilarious comedy Stray, created and written by Pablo Andrew? Is that how you say it?
Sure, Andrew.
Andrew. The series stars Cameron Clark as Rich, a straight male whose bond with his gay friend Jay reveals much about the fascinating nature of such companionships in real life. So if you want to check this out, you can go to dekkoo.vhx.tv/browse. And the service runs for $9.99 a month.
This is interesting because it's instead of just joining or being bought by Netflix or even joining Amazon, they would just have their own, which I support. It's like, you know, when it comes to media streaming systems like this, you know,
Well, the interesting thing about the Netflix, they have more gay DVDs than they do online content.
Oh yeah, that's true. It's hard to find
good gay
films in Netflix.
So I might give this a try. You get a 1 week free trial when you try it. So, okay. And I looked at some of the stuff that I think there's some of the stories I loaded. Some of them were vampires, and it looked very much like David Dukakis type movies that he's
gay
does.
Vampires.
Yeah, so
they actually suck blood and suck.
I don't remember if you remember, like maybe 10, maybe 15 years ago, there's a show called Warlocks. And it was all these hot young models, and they were doing witch stuff. And there's the famous scene where they're in the pool together, and he reaches out and grabs the tear off the guy's face and then puts it to his mouth. It was pretty hot back then.
But you find licking tears.
But it was a David Dukakis film. So. His films have degraded to very little acting and just hot boys walking around half naked and being killed. So, you know, it's really interesting to see how it turns out. So,
I don't know about that, though.
But there are a bunch of international... I mean, they break it down. There's international films. There's gender-bending films. There's generational films.
Check this out.
So I'd say go check it out. It looks like... The content looks good. So I'm going to try, once I get caught up with a bunch of other stuff, trying to maybe subscribe to it and watch some of the content on there.
Yeah. So, Is it
D-A-K-O? So, but there's a lot of good-looking stuff on there. So check it out, guys.
Watch gay movies and gay series online. Interesting.
Yeah, and they got the original content that they're doing for the web anyhow. So.
And they look like Netflix too.
And they kind of look like Netflix too. So, but if something works, why change it?
Yeah, it's amazing. Okay, so that's good. It's good to support
these
people.
Well, on Netflix, it depends on which platform you're on, because if you're on a web browser, it's different than if you're on a mobile device or an iTunes device or something like that, because it seems to change between each one. So anyway.
Okay.
All right, on to Bizarre Maynard. You take this one.
Okay, this is about gay tortoises. So turns out this 186-year-old tortoise has a gay lover, a 186-year-old tortoise. How do you say tortoise?
Tortoise. Like TARDIS, but tortoise.
Yeah. On St. Helena. Has spent the past 26 years shacking up with a mate he's never bred with, and now his keepers know why. They're gay lovers.
Ooh.
They're gay turtles. So it turns out the elderly reptile fell in love with another male tortoise, long believed to be a female named Frederica. All along, it's a Frederick. Dun dun dun. According to the Times in the UK. So the pair has been inseparable since 1991, when the French consul gifted Frederica to the governor of St. Helena as a mate for Jonathan. Oh, his name is Jonathan. Oh, how cute. Their keepers only recently learned that Frederica was really Frederick. See, I told you. Following a closer examination of his shell. Jonathan is believed to be the oldest resident of the tiny UK territory, which is, coincidentally, struggling to legalize same-sex marriage, so at least they can have turtles marry. So the aging tortoise has lived through much of the island's history since arriving in 1930s as a gift from Seychelles in the 1880s. Wow, that long. He's been photographed with monarchs, politicians, and even prisoners held captive on St. Helena during the Boer War of 1899 to 1902. Jonathan now has cataracts and has lost his sense of...
Cadillacs.
And has lost his sense of smell, but as a creature of habit, eats at set times, takes daily naps in the long grass around 4 p.m. and dutifully visits his mate every Sunday morning. Every Sunday? They mate every Sunday morning, I guess.
So his mate.
His mate.
Like the English.
His mate.
His friend. Yeah, his partner. So,
is he a mate?
What's
or is
that mate?
His mate. It's Mike.
It's not Mike.
So yeah, gay turtles. What are you going to say? It's awesome to have gay turtles. How do you think they do it? It's just for companionship, right?
It's just for companionship.
They just want to be together.
Yeah. At 186 years old, they don't make Viagra strong enough for that, for turtles.
Yep, that's right.
So,
and I don't think they can take Viagra either.
I don't know.
So. They would probably die.
All right, on to our second bizarre.
Much as I don't like talking about Alex Jones, but this deserves one mention.
Axel Jones loses it after learning that drag queens are reading to children in libraries across the country. Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones appeared to come unhinged when he recently discovered that drag queens are reading to children at libraries across the country. In fact, the InfoWars host became so angry that by the end of his segment, he got up and threw his chair across the studio. Jones pointed to the New York Times article, Drag Queen Story Hour Puts the Rainbow in Reading, from earlier this year to support his arguments. Jones fumed. They show up and they have their way with our children in demon outfits. If you got men that look like 400-pound goblin demons with your children, there's nothing you won't put up with. Getting even angrier, he continued, imagine if somebody in a demon outfit showed up next to a baby giraffe and said, hi, I'm a demon. Be inclusive. Don't be mean to me. Let me wear demon horns and come up and look like a complete alien from another planet. Let a space alien, and by the way this is programmed, they dress up like space aliens all over the United States and all over the world in horrible demon psychopath outfits and make Pennywise look beautiful.
Yeah, so, of course, Alex is always entitled to his own wrong opinion, but
so wrong girl. So, but you know what, I don't see Alex's ass out reading to little children.
Yeah, that's right. And do you think people would rather hear it from him? Oh my god, he'll just be twisting people's minds. And you know, so they're reading to, you know, yeah, to,
I bet you
kids.
He goes in, but the only talks he gives is Camp Straight and Arrow.
That's right. Did you see that interview with him with Megyn Kelly? Ever? Yeah. Never saw that interview. He went shirtless. If he was just not an asshole, bear chasers would probably like him. I think, yeah.
But sometimes the asshole is just too big.
Yeah, this asshole is just way too big. And the way he treats people and the way he thinks and the way he really talks to his audience is really just awful. But, yeah, he's an asshole. But then, you know, he's entitled to his own opinion it's just really unfounded, though, what he was talking about, that these are demon outfits. Okay, fine. They may have horns. It's a costume. So Batman has horns. He's got nipples, too. Right?
He's got pointed ears.
Pointed ears.
Depends on who's doing the set, the costume design for that movie.
Yeah. So clowns. So what's wrong? Daredevil. Daredevil's got horns, too. And it's called the Daredevil. What if he reads a magazine or a storybook for kids? Would it be?
Well, he doesn't actually read. He uses Braille.
Daredevil cannot see.
He feels the book. He doesn't read it.
He tells a story by Braille. So. I guess that would be awesome. Anyway, so yeah, well, the usual Alex Jones being
an asshole,
and
how many times can we say it? Alex Jones an asshole in this show?
I don't know. It's probably the fourth time. Alex Jones is an asshole. Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. Maybe that should be the title of the show. No problem.
But we're not prejudiced.
That's right. We're not. Okay. So what is going on? This coming weekend.
You're yet again going to New Orleans and leaving me in Houston for Halloween weekend.
But you have your own party. You're going to have your own party, Ray.
You're not going to attend yet again.
Yes, but it just so happens that it's always the weekend of Halloween.
You know, one year y'all can skip Booty Fest.
Probably not. I don't know. Mike would not like that. Mm-hmm. Especially as a band. But what if you do it on October 31st?
Nobody got time for that. That's a work night.
Oh, really?
That's right. Yeah. How you gonna get shit-faced and have crazy stuff going on a work night?
So I do need to do some shopping, though. I need to buy candies for that night, because it is a weekday. People will be coming in. I'll be wearing my donut.
Are you wearing your donut to work?
No. Oh, yeah. Maybe I will. Oh, no. On Tuesday, we'll be sushis. We'll be sushi at work. So we have these white T-shirts, and we have something strapped on our backs. It's either be shrimp or salmon or California roll. And I'll be an eel, eel sushi.
Yeah.
I'm going to have that. So I have that ready.
I thought you liked the California roll.
I like the California roll. Anyway, so
the big ones.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I like the California thick ones. Okay, so I guess that's it, guys. Well, we'll probably catch you on Halloween weekend? It's going to be Monday or Tuesday next week? Wait, we'll come back Monday, Tuesday. Yeah, yeah. So probably Tuesday night again. That's Tuesday night. Is that Halloween?
Tuesday night's Halloween.
Oh, shit.
Shit.
Are we going to record on Tuesday night?
I don't know. Might have to move it to Wednesday night, see how it goes.
November 1st? Okay, we'll see.
Because Tuesday's state night again.
Oh, then there you go. Oh, wait, really?
Really?
If we do that.
So we can do steak night.
Oh, that means I have to put. But then how am I going to greet the kids? I'll probably skip steak night then.
What?
Yes, because there's going to be kids. So? You know? And then we'll give them candies.
Screw the kids. Bring me some candy. Bring some diabetic appropriate candy.
Oh, that's right. We'll give them a sugar free chocolate.
That's right. Something to give me the runs.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And that was a pretty fun show. So special thanks to Caesar for the great articles on Facebook. That's facebook.com/gaygeekbizarre. If you want to email us, send your emails to show@gaygeekbizarre.com.
Or call and leave us a voicemail at 281-947-2327. That's 281-947-2327. Give us a call and at least wish us happy Halloween.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We are on Google Play, iTunes, and Stitcher Radio. And go to the official website at gaygeekbizarre.com. Thank you everyone for listening, and we'll catch you guys on Halloween week. Woo! Bye. Was that scary enough for you? No? No? Not at all? No?